220. The Lord of all mankind hath fashioned this human realm to be a garden of Eden, an earthly paradise. If, as it must, it findeth the way to harmony and peace, to love and mutual trust, it will become a true abode of bliss, a place of manifold blessings and unending delights. Therein shall be revealed the excellence of humankind. Therein shall the rays of the Sun of Truth shine forth on every hand. Remember how Adam and the others once dwelt together in Eden. No sooner, however, did a quarrel break out between Adam and Satan than they were one and all banished from the garden. And this was meant as a warning to the human race, a means of telling humankind that dissension, even with the devil, is the way to bitter loss. This is why, in our illumined age, God teacheth that conflicts and disputes are not allowable, not even with Satan himself. Gracious God, even with such a lesson before him, how heedless is man! Still do we see his world at war from pole to pole. There is war among the religions, war among the nations, war among the peoples, war among the rulers. What a welcome change would it be if only these black clouds would lift from off the skies of the world, so that the light of reality could be shed abroad, if only the darksome dust of this continual fighting and killing could settle for ever, and the sweet winds of God's loving kindness could blow from out the wellspring of peace. Then would this world become another world, and the earth would shine with the light of her Lord. If there is any hope, it is solely in the bounties of God, that his strengthening grace will come, and the struggling and contending will cease, and the acid bite of blood-dripping steel will be turned into the honeydew of friendship and probity and trust. How sweet would that day be in the mouth, how fragrant as musk the scent thereof! God grant that the new year will bring a promise of the new peace. May he enable this distinguished assemblage to conclude a fair treaty and establish a just covenant, that ye may be blessed for ever across the unborn reaches of time. Addressed to the readers of the Christian Commonwealth, January 1, 1913.